Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Big Shooter here. I want to say happy anniversary, 10-year anniversary to Mr. Bruce Allen. An unbelievable achievement. Has more staying power with the Washington Redskins than Landfill does at the Golden Corral. Unbelievable. Hopefully 10 more for you, good sir. And if you're hiring, I don't criticize you nearly as much as the guy whose radio show this is right here, Grant and Danny. They're a problem. So it's at Chad Dukes on Twitter if you want to get into those DMs. Thank you, Mr. Allen, and happy anniversary.
Hey, Bruce. It's your old pal Chris Russell here from 106.7 The Fan. Yep, hair's doing great. Want to thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. But I just wanted to reach out to wish you a very happy 10-year anniversary. Bruce, we couldn't have done it without you. We could not have built a bigger dumpster fire for a football organization without you for the last 10 years. So happy anniversary, pal.
You know, the station is just over 10 years old.
That's right.
July 2009, so we've got Bruce beaten by like 6 months or so. Right at 5 and change, I think. Thanks to Chad. And that's right. Chad had nothing to do with the making of this radio program. So you can hit him up, Bruce, if you're looking for.
You want to get into those DMs. What's a great
DMs
line
to slide into. And Dukes and Russell keeping us going with our rejoins. Much appreciated with all of the celebratory messages for Bruce Allen today. You will hear some of your favorite 106.7 The Fan personalities and media members as we continue on GND. But it is time for Kirk versus Kurt. Now, if you guys want to play, you can as well. I've got a bunch of names here. I've got hints for you, and you've got to determine whether the name is Kirk or Kurt. We play this game today because Bruce Allen could never correctly say Kirk Cousins. Not once. He always called him Kurt. So if you want to play the game, Kirk versus Kurt, that is sweeping D.C. today in honor of Bruce Allen's 10-year anniversary, 800-636-1067 to play. Danny, you want the first one?
I'll take it, but we have to be clear that this is for nothing, right? It's for absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
No prize. Absolutely
nothing.
Just for fun.
How about this one?
All right.
This starting pitcher, 52 years old, a Hall of Fame hopeful, probably won't get in, has made a lot of headlines for controversial comments since he was done pitching in Major League Baseball, probably most notable for his time with either the Diamondbacks or the Red Sox. Who is this starting pitcher?
He also had a video game company that went belly up, but the game itself was pretty good. I played it with an autographed copy. That's Kurt Schilling. Kurt Schilling?
Kurt Schilling is correct.
Yeah!
That is Kurt Schilling.
I was worried about my accent when it came out, you know?
No, the dialect could trip you up. Thommy, it's your turn to come on down to play a little Kirk versus Kurt. I will name, by way of hints, a celebrity, either Kirk or Kurt. You'll have to tell me who I'm talking about. Are you ready, Thommy?
Absolutely.
Let's go. This former NBA player played at Kansas and then with the Chicago Bulls. He was a point guard with black hair that he occasionally styled. Is this a Kirk or a Kurt?
If it's a person I'm thinking of, I believe he was also a Washington Wizard as well.
For about 6 seconds.
Here we go.
Kurt Heinrich.
Ooh, what are you going with?
Kurt.
Oh.
K-U-R-T.
Oh.
You're so close, Bruce. Oh. But so far, we're looking for Kirk Heinrich.
Kirk Heinrich.
But look, you're not the only one that has trouble with Kirk.
I curted so much.
Easy mistake to make.
You curted just a little bit. Now, here's actually.
I curted.
Zing to zing Bruce, or did you curt because you weren't sure? Because that would be even better.
I have thought for a while that his name is Kurt Heinrich.
Yes! That makes this so fun. Oh, I love that so much.
You can see how hard it is.
It's so tough.
Now, imagine he was your employee for years. Do you think you'd get it right?
Kurt Heinrich. I love it. Okay, Dar, you are up, my friend. I'm going to go with an actor for you.
Oh.
I'm going to go with a guy who's been in a lot of movies. My favorite movie this guy's in, a lot of people probably haven't seen and would tell you is not that good. It's called Backdraft. You ever seen it, Danny?
Oh, it's a great flick.
It's a great flick about some firefighters who are trying to stay alive as they fight these fires.
A lot of Billy Baldwin squinting in that movie.
The Hateful Eight, recent good film, Escape from L.A.
The Thing.
Executive Decision. Tango and Cash and The Thing. What actor? He's 67 years old. What actor am I talking about?
I think you're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2's Kurt Russell.
I am indeed. I forgot about Guardians.
When you got it, it's
Kurt Russell's
he's
in
had
Guardians.
An unbelievable career, by the way. Unbelievable.
I completely slept on Guardians.
Tombstone,
new
Guardians.
Yeah. Let's go to Greg and Sterling. Greg, do you want to play Kirk versus Kurt?
Come in all like cats, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go for it.
Okay, for no prize at all, let's do this. This baseball player hit a legendary home run while not completely healthy. After his playing days, he would go on to manage the Arizona Diamondbacks.
That's my man, Kirk, with a K, Gibson.
You are correct, good sir. That
well
is
done.
Kirk. Gibson, that's how we play Kirk
nice
versus
job.
Kirk. Isn't it fun?
Nice job.
All right, here we go. I got a quarterback for you, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
This NFL quarterback is 44 years old, was a Hall of Famer, played for the Rams and the Cardinals, but you probably best remember him when he fumbled the ball a bunch for the Giants for a few months before he was benched for Eli Manning. Name that quarterback.
Former Arena League star, great analyst, great guest. He's good as a color commentator. He's good on television. Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner
Kurt
is
Warner.
Right.
Yes.
Tommy, let's let you bounce back here. Let's let you get back into the game a little bit.
I can't go 0 for here.
You can't go. I want to see. Do I want to make this tough? All right. You know what I'm going to do? I've only got three left. Let's go. This singer died at the age of 27, was in a very famous band. He died in 1994.
That's all I get?
Smells Like Teen Spirit, Bleach.
Oh. I have to think about it. Kurt Cobain.
This would have been bad. Kurt Cobain is correct. You are off the schneid, my friend.
Nice job, Tom.
Dar, I'm looking for a wrestler who made the Olympics before becoming a WWE legend. I think he now somehow is involved in like the front office there.
You are talking about the American hero, Kurt Angle.
It's you true.
It's true. True.
Absolutely right. There you go. Danny.
Yeah. Back to me. Here we go.
This heavy metal band musician in Metallica since 1983 is a big part of one of the great rock bands that people celebrate still.
Metallica fan over here. I actually forget his last name. Starts with an H.
Hammett.
It's Hammett, right? I was going to say Hammett or Hamlet. It's one of those. Hammett?
Is it Hammett or Hamlet?
Yeah. Hammett.
Yeah. I never quite remember.
Okay, I definitely wrote down Hamlet, so that's probably
wrong. You should probably know that when he plays the Super Bowl halftime show.
I always want that. As much as he hates Napster, I think this is Kirk. Kirk Hammett?
Survey says you are correct.
Yeah.
I definitely wrote down Hamlet, by the way. I got one more here for whoever wants it. Dar, you want in on this? I got a guy.
I'll take it. Dar's,
okay.
Dar's taking
a phone
call.
Dar's doing what he does. He's working the phones. He's booking the people. He's making plays. All right. Thami, this is an actor who played Mike Seaver in the ABC sitcom
Show Me That Smile
Growing
Again.
Pains. His last name is Cameron. I'll
got
give
a
you that.
Sister?
Is
famous?
This Kirk or Kurt Cameron?
He was also in what I learned from Christian Elementary School. He was in the Left Behind series as well.
That's true.
How do you know that?
Cameron.
Because
Kirk.
He was a born again, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He made it awkward on set.
The fact that Thami pulls that so easily is unbelievable to me. I thought
that
was
But I also
him.
Said Kurt Heinrich.
Right, but that's why I'm shocked now is because I thought that was the easy one and this was the hard one. Let's wrap this up with Rich in Gainesville finally. We're playing Kirk versus Kurt in honor of Bruce Allen's 10-year anniversary. How are you, pal?
I'm good. Can I give you one?
Yeah, we'd love that.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Okay, fantastic. U.S. gymnast from the 80s starring in the movie Gymkata.
Wow, this is a deep cut.
I mean, I have no idea.
I have no. Can I get a last name, please?
Thomas.
Kurt Thomas played for the New York
Knicks. That was
going to
be the one I was going to offer.
So I'll go Kirk Thomas is the guy who you're talking about.
Oh, it's Kurt.
Oh, there's two Kurt
Thomases. There's two Kurt Thomases, former TCU and Nick Powerford. Kurt Thomas was also a gymnast.
Rich, thank you. Last
Good
one for you, Danny.
Good stumper.
I'm looking for a actor who is, gosh, I'm gonna say he's still alive, and I hope I'm right about that.
Uh-oh.
We're uncharted territory here. This is a 103-year-old legend.
Yes.
Spartacus, the Vikings, Paths of Glory, Lust for Life. I mean, dating back to the 50s and 60s. A multi-generation family of acting.
That's right. Michael Douglas' son, another great career as well.
Michael Douglas' pops. What is this guy's name?
This is a Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas.
You are correct. And that, boys and girls, is Kirk versus Kurt. We're going to try to play a little office golf next in honor of Bruce. I don't really know how we're going to do that, so we'll figure that out as we go on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. 10 years of Bruce.
Nick Cage, do an intro. That's just it. It doesn't make sense for you to still have a job. Ah, so there you go. Okay, am I done here? National Treasure 5, the Redskins playoff ticket stub in theaters 2027.
Grant and Danny, perfectly themed, Tom, as we welcome you back. We have now set up an actual golf hole here at 106.7 The Fan to play office golf in honor of Bruce, who is Dan's office golf partner at Redskins Park.
Remember, they stop whatever's going on throughout the workday. People that work around the offices can often hear Dan Snyder screaming, "Where the hell is Bruce? What's he doing?" He'll be in meetings, dealing with pro personnel. We have a tea time, and Bruce has to scurry, and they do office golf over all else.
So, Dar, you brought a putter. What kind of putter are we using? Is this the type of equipment that's going to allow us to succeed today?
The hope is yes. It's an Odyssey White Hot putter.
Oh, sounds good.
Good weight, good
balance.
Sounds
good to me.
With
okay.
The oversized grip.
You want that big grip.
Explain how we did the hole, by the way. I just randomly dragged out some trash cans, put them in the way, some chairs, so there's a lot of obstacles.
I've played some tough courses in my time. This one is going to be the most challenging. You've got a very, very, very tough situation right here with the trash cans basically blocking any entrance, direct entrance, into the studio.
So we're going to post a video of this, by the way. Our team, Instagram and Twitter, The Fan,
that's
DC,
right, yeah,
is recording this, so you'll be able to see it all after the fact. But here's what you need to know from a radio standpoint, mm-hmm, now to just play along with us. We're going to do our best. Also, we should tag in Earl, who's actually legitimately a PGA Tour like broadcaster for SiriusXM.
Yeah.
Bring Earl in over here. I'm going to put him at this mic. But what we did is we set up a hole where we've got a cup in the very corner of our studio. Our studio is small. You walk out the door, and there's a kind of a longer hallway that goes down to a wall.
That's right.
You basically have to putt from the wall to our door to get into the studio and then into the cup. But to get to our studio, there are trash cans. There are issues in your way. So, Dar, you're going to go first. So you go get lined up over there.
Thom, we got to open the door, please.
We don't have a great view. I'm going to go open the door right now, Danny, so you can carry this.
All right.
We don't have a great view of Dar, so you and Danny are going to have to carry at least the call on his first shot. And
so we'll, not.
We'll tag in Earl to call this as well.
I can't see this, so it's no different than what I do during the week, I guess. It is actually a triple dog leg, kind of like a triple dog dare. It goes left, then right, then a sharp dog leg left into the studio with a cup in the back wall of the studio. Not sure you can get home in two.
Now, you've got, obviously, we all know this, you've got the incredible voice. Do you alter it when you do golf? You know what I mean? Do you have to do that quietly?
Well,
like
I'm not quite as upbeat as I am around here.
Right.
A little more low-key and a little more straight and narrow.
As far as you can see, you have a better view of Dar.
Right,
well,
do you see him? Dar just took his first shot.
I do.
Massive
he his first
drive.
Shot there. See,
Dar,
that's the way I'd have played it.
Dar
nice
has actually
shot.
Teed off. He went through the three trash cans. That's, got a little bit of a kickback here, Earl.
Well, but what did it kick off of?
Off the door.
That's the way you play it.
Wow, that couldn't have gone better.
That's the way you play at the angle. And now he's actually set up.
He's got a shot for two.
I said he couldn't get home in two. We got the first golf for today.
Good shot for two here. It's an uphill putt straight ahead.
He goes with the extended right finger down the putting chance.
That's a good golf shot.
He
drilled it.
Brendan Holman,
are
too.
Are you kidding me?
From 25 feet, giving the Americans the win at the President's
that
Cup.
That was outrageous.
Brendan Dar.
This is going to be
that anti-climactic. That was pretty impressive. I have to say, very impressive.
Holy crap. Dar, that was incredible.
That's the best putt I've ever made.
I know we're doing shtick, but that was blipping ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
Like,
the first shot, did you just go right between? Because there's about 4 inches total between all the trash cans. Did you go straight down?
So not only that, they actually threw some paper plates down to make some sand, quote unquote. So I cut between that,
hit off the door, bounced back perfectly, and then somehow just sank a putt from like 20 feet.
The key was the first shot.
He went to the right of the trash can.
He nailed it. He nailed it. And all right, Thom, I said you couldn't get home in two. He did it.
Good luck getting home in two, Thommy.
This is a tough act.
That was unbelievable.
I would have made this a par five. Actually, I would have said.
I would have said four, but I see your point.
I mean, one, two, three. Yeah, in my opinion.
Or is that an albatross? If it's a five?
That would be an albatross, yeah, if I made it a par five.
That's
yes, it would be
the
rarest of birds of all, the double eagle.
Here is Thom Daly setting up. Now
I'm going no hat, which is very rare these days in golf.
Thom kind of pushed that one a little
first
bit.
First putt. Oh, he's run by the door.
Oh, the putt went way past the door.
You know what the problem is here now, gentlemen? He's blocked out for a second shot.
He's going to have to pitch it back to get himself in position.
Probably at this point just try to get it back in play.
Earl, just get it back to the door, Thommy. Don't try to be smart or creative here.
You could see on the backswing. The initial push.
Not terrible.
Too much top hand there.
So already Dar is leading because no chance at a second albatross. So this is for the three, which is still pretty impressive.
Putting for three here.
I'm misjudging this hole. That's not going to happen.
So you pulled that one a little short.
Left all the way. And the problem now is with the plastic solo cup.
Right.
Is now he is next to the hole but blocked out.
Yes.
You can turn. I think you can turn.
I play it as it plays.
I would say you can turn that.
He should get relief. Yeah. He should get relief from there, Grant.
I'll give
my ruling on this would be he can play it from there, but he can turn the cup so he has a chance.
Yeah, I would say play for four here.
This is Thom Daly for four. No gimme on the tap in.
No, because he has no stance here. It's kind of an awkward shot.
Well, boy, that's Thommy.
That's a good putt by Thom.
I misjudged his hole. I guess it should have been a par four.
I think it's a par four.
You want me to go?
I'm happy to go ahead here. I got to break out of the spotter.
All right, so Danny is coming up. Do you want to be quick or do you want to go to break first?
I'll go quick.
All right, Danny's going to go real quick. So you slide over one. I'm going to come here. All right, so Danny is approaching the tee box. What do we think so far? Dar with
two
is tough.
I'm stunned. I'm impressed. I'm shocked. Dan's lining it up. Danny's lining it up here. He's got a very narrow stance. He's hunched over the ball.
He's played golf before.
Yes, he has.
Went to St. Albans.
Choked down on the club, right hand on the shaft. So he's
playing
ball a little differently.
He didn't hit it hard enough.
Where is the ball? He hit the ball and it didn't show up.
He didn't even make the door. I think he got scared with how far my original tee shot hit.
Still have a chance. I think if you played it off the studio door, there's a chance to get it close into.
Got the corner. That was huge.
Hit the frame. That was
saved himself.
Tried it. So now he's going to be putting for three.
Okay.
And then this revised now par four, I guess, this would be for birdie. For Danny. Looks like it's going to be right.
Oh, it's going to be tough.
Never lined it up.
It's four for the save.
Sad that I could tell that from here.
And he ties Thommy with four.
That's four. That's a par.
I'll go real quick, and we'll cap it this way. Well done, Danny. I thought that was not bad.
I would say if you left this set up today, no one else is getting a two.
Yeah, there's no way Grant gets a
two. Not there's many people here anyway, but my guess is no one would get
it. Well, we'll let other folks play the course. I was really concerned about going long. I obviously shortchanged it. I saladed a little bit, left it short.
Yeah. Problem is now with Dar in for two, you almost have to go for it. You have to be aggressive.
Try to do something special.
You have to do something special.
Thommy had the right idea.
Grant,
I did.
If you could turn the corner a little bit, you have a chance to get it in the studio door in one. And that hit something.
Yeah, he hit the trash can.
It came back. He's
still in the fairway.
For a second shot.
Does he take a drop here?
No, it's back in play. But now he's hitting two and it's
fine. Oh, no. Oh, that's a bad spot.
And that's now. He's laying two. So this will be a third shot.
He's over with Medusa and the sirens on the rocks.
It's going to be the first boat
down the
sandy beach. Yeah. He's got a chip for three to get back in.
That's three. Needs to make this for the par two.
Now he's mid-doorway. Tough putt here. No gimme.
It's about 12 feet.
He can't get a stance either.
No,
yeah.
He has no stance.
Ball's below his feet.
That's where that laying it back in, you have to put yourself in position, and now he's going to give it a wrap. Oh, that's too hard. That's way too hard.
A little bit of a kickback, though. You're not in too much trouble because there is a back wall to our hole.
Yeah, it's a little forgiving there. You have a backstop.
So now he's looking at number four.
Can you make that one?
Oh, no. So this would be five.
This would be five. Okay.
In there with a five.
All right, bogey. So we had an eagle. We have a birdie?
No, two pars.
No, two pars and a bogey. Wow.
And a bogey, and a bogey
starting
Lowenstein.
With a two is incredible.
No, that you should have stopped.
The putt that he hit.
Everybody just should have, tap it out.
Like, we're just doing a fun game. Yeah. That putt was absurd.
It's great.
Bet he couldn't do it again.
Earl, I know you got an update. Yeah. Thank you, buddy. We wanted to use your expertise, get some golf lingo. That is how you play office golf in honor of Bruce and Dan on this, the 10-year anniversary of Bruce Allen with the Washington Redskins. By the way, my first shot hit the trash can in the middle of the trash can.
Square. I mean, did you pull it a little bit? What'd you do?
I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
I don't golf much.
Well, you got to decide. You got to go to the left. You got to go to the right. There's going to be trouble in the middle. Grant had a great shot right up the middle, bounced off the trash can.
What if you go directly up the middle at the
trash
can?
Not supposed to do that.
No.
Different ways.
So it just hit the trash can. Now I thought, oh, that's not a big deal. I'll salvage it. And I tried to go off the corner of the door. It kicked off the wall and went past the door. It was that point it was over. So I am a shot behind you guys and three shots behind Dar going to the second hole.
Well, we're all trying to get aggressive. Tommy went past it. I get it, man. When somebody puts a two on the board, it ruins the rest of the field. It really is a sport.
Psyche was a problem for me.
Has to be.
It really was. Next, we're going to try to make a phone call to Hawaii. We'll see if anybody answers. We'll see if they have phones there. G&D, 10-year anniversary. Who could forget that great moment during the 10 years of Bruce Allen? When he said that there are phones in Hawaii, and because of that, he and the Redskins front office brass was able to communicate with a colleague who was in Hawaii scouting for them. But he pointed out that there were phones there, Dan.
He let people know that there were. We couldn't prove that. We couldn't prove it one way or the other. And he tried to condescend and let us know how elementary our understanding was of the front office process. Little do we know that he was right and we were wrong, of course, because you could see the record speaks for itself and how proficient they were and how good they are at evaluating talent, figuring out a way to continue to push that boulder uphill only to have it come crashing down upon them, crushing everyone's legs and ruining the lives of thousands of would-be fans. But we're trying to make sure, or trying to see, can we connect with someone in the great state of Hawaii via telephone? Can we do it?
Today it is the first time we've ever tried to do this. We've never dared do this before.
Think of the long-distance charges.
The charges, the fear that someone might not answer. What if they don't actually have phones there? But today we said, you know what? It's Bruce's 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We will try to get a guest on from Hawaii. So we worked hard to track down ESPN Honolulu and CBS Sports Hawaii program director Josh Pacheco, who I believe Dar has gotten a hold of. Now, we're not sure if this connection will work. We cannot promise you that we'll be able to hear him or that he can hear us. We're going to try this.
Here we go.
Josh Pacheco, are you there?
Guys, the coconut wireless has worked. Good morning.
There are phones in Hawaii. So you do have phones in Hawaii, Josh.
Yes, believe it or not, we have the latest phones here.
Amazing. Bruce Allen told us this, but we just weren't sure.
I'm glad we could confirm it for you guys.
Josh, I assume the phones that you guys have there, I'm sure it's very primitive, they're in the wall and there's the rotating numbers. I'm speaking very slowly because I'm sure the connection's bad. How many numbers did you have to dial, or did you speak to an operator to get to Brendan? What are your phones like there?
You know, I had to dial 9, and then I had to wait 3 seconds, and then I had to dial 9 again, and then I just had to try to remember what numbers I had to dial to you because I completely forgot.
Wow. Oh, it all makes sense. Very good.
Dial 9 to get out.
Do you guys, you have landlines, right? So you're talking to us. There's a wire attached, obviously. What is the latest? What kind of speculation is there about cell phones? Will there be
cellular
mobile phones, or are they available now?
Cell phones are available, although we are still waiting for 3G technology here.
Ah, okay. So, if the Redskins have a scout working in Hawaii, they can communicate with the Redskins then through the cell phones.
He should be able to. I would imagine it might. It might be a difficult connection, but I'm sure it's possible.
I want to be clear, Josh. Are you saying shell phone or cell phone?
I'm saying both.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Thank you very much. I have one follow up question, if I may.
Yes,
Grant.
Please.
I don't know how to properly. What's the nomenclature here in Washington D.C.? We have a thing called Wi-Fi, which stands for wireless Fi. And it allows me to check things like Gmail, an electronic mailing system. Would somebody, if they lived in Hawaii, be able to look at like an iPad or a Microsoft Surface or like one of those little Amazon Fire things, tablets, and look at highlights in various plays? Do you guys have the Wi-Fi there?
Hey, do you remember those computers that have towers and monitors that are hard to carry into your home?
Yeah.
Basically, we're stuck on that.
Oh. Darn it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough for this guy.
It would be tough for the guy.
How I keep in shape, guys.
Are people in Hawaii big Redskins fans? You run a station there. I mean, how often are people asking you about the Redskins? Are they have a big following there?
There is literally one person who calls into our radio station who is a Washington Redskins fan. His name is Dick. He seems like a pretty nice guy, I'd imagine.
Said hi.
We haven't heard from him lately just because, you know, Washington hasn't really done anything. I'll be honest. The last time people have called in droves about the Washington Redskins is when Colt Brennan wore a uniform. Of course, former University of Hawaii quarterback wore a Washington Redskins uniform and didn't really do anything in it. That's about the last time.
Well, in the preseason, he was our hero.
Preseason
man.
Hero.
He had an That's unbelievable right. August.
But how much do we really care about the preseason at the end of the day, right?
That's a good point.
Well, most people, not that much, but the Redskins, they don't win in the regular season, so they want us to care a lot about it. Like a lot.
That's a very glaring sign, my friends.
Have you ever heard of this comment before I brought it up to you that Bruce Allen said there are phones in Hawaii so we can communicate with our scout there?
Believe it or not, no. And I guess that also tells you how much we've paid attention to the Washington Redskins here and the ineptitude of that front office and team. But no, I had not heard it. I was stunned to hear someone say that because we're so used to hearing people who are, you know, we hear people who are tourists who don't pronounce anything here correctly. We still hear people on television shows and in social media who still don't think we're a part of the United States of America.
Right.
So yeah. To hear even that, I was shocked by.
There are phones in Hawaii was an actual thing. Play the cut for him real quick. We can get his reaction. We played it coming in, but this was Bruce Allen. This was actually way back. Was this 2014, I believe?
I think it was.
And it's gone down as one of his 10 greatest hits as we've ranked them today. Here was Bruce in his press conference.
If you're in Hawaii, you can watch the game tape as quickly as I can watch it here at Redskin Park. And because we have telephones in Hawaii, we can have a conversation immediately after the game. We are going to listen to the people who are in their roles, make sure we have the right people in their roles.
What's your reaction to that?
Wow.
He's still in charge, there's, Josh.
There's just not much you can really say about that. I mean, yeah, you could call someone and have a conversation. Granted, if you're playing what would normally be during non-daylight savings time hours, a game that starts at 7 a.m., you might be bothering me at breakfast. But outside of that, that's stunning.
It is pretty good. Well, we appreciate you helping us confirm. We needed
Amazing.
To do this as a show that there are indeed phones in Hawaii.
Scientific method. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Very kind of you to take some time out of your day to play this little fun
he
thing.
He says
with us.
The Redskins aren't on their radar. Well, you better get them on their radar. You don't just get a franchise that averages 10 losses per for 10 years and ignore them.
How about, by the way, there's one guy that calls into a show to talk about the Redskins named
His
Dick.
His name's Richard, yeah.
That is great.
Let's hear his Dick about the Redskins again.
I love
what?
That. That is so perfect. At Grant H. Paulson for me, at Funny Danny for DR. If you got any thoughts on how we could wind down the Bruce Allen 10-year anniversary. So we got to have some ideas on tin and aluminum, which
yes.
is the way we celebrate. This is the 10-year medal, so to speak. Plus, Jason Lockenfora stops by before we get out of here on G&D on the Fan.
After needless bad press following an ESPN documentary that the Redskins had no clue was being made, the 87 replacement players finally got their rings. The best part was the celebration and press conference for the players happened on June 12th, which was also the day the Caps had their Stanley Cup championship parade. This is Brock from Chad Dukes versus the World wishing Bruce Allen a happy 10 years of buffoonery.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst, lifelong Redskin fan. Bruce Allen, congratulations. 10 years in any job is quite the accomplishment. But as lifelong accomplishments in the Allen family go, your dad got to a Super Bowl with the Redskins. Your brother was a governor. What have you done? Congratulations, Bruce, on 10 years with the Redskins.
Well, Pete, he's gone 62, 101.
I think that's pretty clear.
What do you want him to do?
Better than that?
Mattress Warehouse Hotline is where we find our buddy Jason Lockenfora, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Jason, we have spent today celebrating 10 wonderful, amazing years of Bruce Allen here in Washington. It has been a really fun show. Our listeners seem to have enjoyed it a lot. But 10 years, how about that? December 17th, 09, he was hired.
Time flies when you're losing games and kicking ass in culture, I guess. It's dog years, huh? It's 10 years to the day. I remember where I was. I was boarding a plane. Oh, so wait, no, I think I was boarding a plane when Vinny got fired. Did they announce it all in one fell swoop?
I'm trying to remember how it went. It all went down at once, right? Yeah.
So, yeah, I was boarding a plane to go cover the league meetings for the NFL Network. And, yeah, it was a Southwest flight with no Wi-Fi, if I recall correctly. So pretty much screwed for several hours.
But, I actually remember being, I don't know if excited is the word, certainly hopeful. I mean, it was not Vinny, who had had such a terrible run here, obviously. And Bruce Allen, while we didn't know a lot about him, you know, his dad was George Allen. He had been in front offices where they'd won divisions. What do you remember about what people were saying around the league when that happened?
Well, I know that I had some trepidation, and there was sort of concern about what is the division of labor going to be and what is he going to do. And if he's a guy who's there to be your chief financial officer and run your business operations and try to help you get upgrades to your facilities and maybe start looking at a long-term vision for a downtown stadium and somebody to help you market the team and go out and meet with sponsors and rally the alumni, great. If there's a football operations component to it, Godspeed. That's what I was hearing then. That's what I was hearing from people who had worked with him in the past, people who knew him well, some who liked him, many who didn't, but some who liked him who were like, even I like him, and here's how he could help Dan, but if it's not just that job description, then that could be that may not be a very fruitful operation.
Jason, the record speaks for itself. I just don't get how he continues to survive. I don't get how he's pushed other people out who are competent in such short amounts of time, whether it's McLuhan, La Famina, or otherwise. How does he keep fooling the right people?
Well, there's only really one person you have to fool, right? I mean, there's only you've got to stay in the good graces and cultivate the loyalty and be willing to sort of be available at a beck and call at one person's wishes and desires. And if you do that, you can probably last way longer than people looking at it from the outside would think is feasible. In some ways, it's almost like an inelastic job. The results don't really matter as long as the relationship stays strong. But at a certain point, because you're not winning, the business side and everything else that goes into that operation, not just football operation, but money-making operation, business operation, will decline to the point where he will eventually have to sacrifice that personal relationship to try to get back into the good graces of the fan base and also to be in a position where somebody of some note or stature would be willing to take jobs within that organization. And you can see it coming, you know what I mean? And it eventually reaches that stage, and then the cycle begins anew.
Jason Lockenfora here on Grant and Danny. If this actually is the end of the road at the end of this season, I don't know if there's such a thing as, you know, his legacy or what have you, but like, what will you remember most about these 10 years? There's so many of these crazy storylines, Trent Williams and Cousins and Shanahan and Griffin. I mean, like, when you think back, what will come to mind first, do you think?
Oh, man. And he was even there for some of the Haynesworth stuff, right? Because Shanahan,
yes, that's right.
Harry,
he was there for all that. Yeah.
There's a couple of press conferences. I mean, some of the Shanahan press conferences, they obviously weren't him, but Bruce was so much of that. And like Shanahan trying to get himself fired on national television, like hoping he'll say enough that he just gets let out of his misery so Bruce and Dan can continue doing whatever they're doing. You know, and then Jason Reed asked him a couple questions. The press conference that I guess ultimately led to were winning off the field. Like that was a surreal, like as someone who's a media nerd and has been in press situations since I was probably 18, 19 years old, like just watching that as like a, you know, as something that maybe they would show to communication 101 classes one day about how not to handle a press conference. Like, it was just, it was almost an out-of-body experience. Like, I wanted to be there. You know what I mean? I was like,
oh my gosh, it was the best.
I was like, dude, I want to be, like, I was watching it from my living room in Towson, and I'm thinking, I wonder how long this would go, and I wonder what traffic's like right now on the Dulles Toll Road. Because if I could get there in the flesh for, like, the last 5 minutes, it might be worth it.
Oh, amazing. So that's Hall of Fame. It's just a great moment.
Jason, thank you as always, buddy. Really appreciate the time, man. We got to jump.
No, do your thing, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jason Lockhunfora, radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Big thanks to Jason. Wanted to just rattle off some names and some contracts during the Bruce Allen tenure, by the way.
Go.
Josh Norman, 5 years, $75 million, 51 guaranteed. Yep. Traded the 37th round overall pick and a 4th-round pick for Donovan McNabb. O.J. Atagwe, 5 and 26 mil. Andre Roberts, 4 and 16 mil. Jason Hatcher, 4 and 28 mil. Terrell Pryor, 1 and 8 mil. Stacy McGee, what was he? Was he, I think he was like 4 and 25 mil.
Somewhere in there, I believe. Yeah.
Stephen Paya, 4 and 20 mil. Paul Richardson.
$40 million
bucks.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's that. I mean, there are some successes, too. We could go McLaurin, Holcomb, Payne, Allen, Ioannidis, Fuller, Scherff, Reed, Thompson, Cousins, Morris, Kerrigan, Williams in the draft. Of course, Doxson and Anderson, I would say. Maybe not as much in the draft. Matt Jones, Sua Cravens, Samaje Perine, Trent Murphy, David Amerson, Robert Griffin, Jarvis Jenkins. Remember that second-round pick?
Jarvis Jenkins.
Leonard Hankerson, third-round pick. Just some of the names that come to mind.
Those are good names.
The good old days, baby.
That's right.
10 years of Bruce. Hopefully you guys had a little fun and enjoyed yourselves. Hopefully it's a little bit cathartic and therapeutic. We're working our way through year 10.
Yeah, well, we might have 10 more to go. Who knows at this rate? We'll see what happens.
It's quite possible. Let's eat some cake. Chad Dukes versus the World is up next. If you missed any part of today's show, the entire thing will be archived, including our interview with Steven Strasburg. Use the radio.com 24-hour app to rewind or go to thefandc.com/audio.
There goes the Hall of Famer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.